from KQED.
Southern Monterey County is California wine country, but it isn't exactly Napa Valley. Vineyards stretch for 40 miles along Highway 101, about 2 hours south of San Jose, but you won't find $100 bottles of Cabernet here.
I would agree with that, and that's unfortunate.
Kurt Galnick is with Scheid Vineyards, a winery here in the foothills of Salinas Valley. We're walking through rows of Chardonnay vines, the leaves yellowing in the fall weather.
As a coastal growing region, we are the largest planted acreage of Chardonnay, so much more than Napa or Sonoma has.
What Monterey County lacks is the name recognition that Napa has and the visitors that follow.
This is something that we're trying to change now. We do have very scenic areas in Monterey County.
But lately, more than what's in the ground, people are talking about what's under the ground, oil, and plenty of it. Later this week, the Federal Bureau of Land Management is opening 18,000 acres here for oil leases, some not far from Galnick's vineyards.
Very deep under the land here is the Monterey Formation, which is shale that has oil reserves in it.
That oil is notoriously tough to extract. It's locked inside the shale rock. But recently, oil companies have gotten a lot better at getting oil out of shale.
This is where that whole conversation of fracking comes up.
Millions of gallons of water mixed with sand and chemicals are injected underground at high pressure. That cracks the rock, letting the oil out. Around the country, hydraulic fracturing has led to record levels of oil and gas production.
Right now, I think there's a bit of a gold rush mentality concerning shale oil.
Don Gauthier is a geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says fracking is nothing new in California. It's been used for decades.
What is new right now is that the price of oil is reasonably high. This technology has become very sophisticated. So these explorationists are justifiably optimistic about the idea of being able to get out oil that couldn't have been accessed just a couple of decades ago.
California's oil shale resource is huge, more than 15 billion barrels in the Monterey Formation, according to one estimate. It's bigger than North Dakota's oil reserve, where recently thousands of wells have been drilled. That has a lot of people asking, is California next?
There is absolutely a danger of California being transformed almost overnight.
Cassie Siegel is a lawyer with the nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity.
In other parts of the country, we've seen contaminated water. We've seen people who live near oil and gas wells complaining of health effects.
Whether those impacts are specifically caused by fracking is under debate in many places. But Siegel says it's enough to be concerned, which takes us back to Monterey County. Her group is suing the Bureau of Land Management over the oil lease sales, saying the agency has failed to review the risks that new fracking techniques pose.
They are acting as if nothing has changed in the oil and gas industry, but of course, everything has changed.
The red that you see on the map there is the federal mineral estate.
At the Bureau of Land Management office in Hollister, manager Rick Cooper says they're offering these leases because of interest from oil companies.
Anytime there's new technology, then yeah, there's going to be maybe a little buzz and a little interest in areas that hadn't previously been developed.
But Cooper says they're predicting minor environmental impacts because they don't foresee much new drilling.
We haven't seen the development signals as of yet, but if we begin to see increased development, it would be at that time that we would pull back and say, well, we probably are going to have to do more analysis.
Well, certainly our members are exploring how effective hydraulic fracturing is going to be in California.
Tupper Hull is with the Western States Petroleum Association, an industry group representing oil and gas companies. He says California's geology is challenging for large-scale fracking. The shale layers are messy, bent by seismic forces. But fracking could boost the state's oil production, which has been declining for two decades.
If hydraulic fracturing proves to be as successful here as it's been elsewhere, it's an extraordinarily optimistic future we're looking at from an energy point of view.
Back in Salinas Valley, Kurt Galnick says residents are watching.
I can tell you this, from our perspective, farming is our number one source of income in Monterey County. It's an $8 billion industry.
Galnick says he hopes the two industries can coexist here, but
if fracking introduces contaminations to the water or anything else that would affect growing practices, then that would be a point of great conflict, no question about it.
Oil companies will bid on the 18,000 acres of oil leases nearby on Wednesday. In Monterey County, I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science and Environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.